As promised, Jadel Cavillin is with me by phone here on the radio. Thank you, Jadel. You're such a loyal radio person, and I'm so grateful to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Happy to do it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good morning. Good morning. And now is the time of year when people like you are pretty excited, I think. There's action out there. So tell us, first of all, let's just have a quick recap of plant sales. I know that now's a time when a lot of people are going to be putting stuff in. It's finally June. So what's available?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on this weekend. So there are two sales today, but one at our farm on the Waldo Road as well. We have selections from myself as well as from Jan Hibbs with Two Willow Farm, and then Cree and Jason with Chelsea Morning Farm.
Yeah.
So we'll have syrup and honey and some other things available too that way. And then, of course, the Two Harbors Farmers Market will have their vendors there. The farmers market is officially underway now. So every Saturday from 10 to 1 at Burlington Station in the parking lot there, there'll be lots of great vendors. Certainly right now, there's not a lot of produce from growers up here available yet, but certainly plant starters for your vegetable gardens.
Yeah.
So definitely check them out. Sounds like the weather will cooperate a little bit better this weekend for everyone. So,
yeah.
Last weekend was a bit messy. Luckily, we have some indoor space for our sales. So if people are trying to stay out of the rain or the wind, we have that option. But definitely get outside. The sun is finally shining.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And I heard that there were some people who showed up at the farmers market last week despite the rain. So good for them.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Some loyal
for
people.
The
yeah. And then what plants are, I mean, I'm assuming probably anything that kind of grows here is available. Is there anything especially that you would suggest for people to plant right now that they could get from you or others right now?
Yeah, any of the cold hardy plants can certainly go in now. Keep in mind when you are purchasing your plants that you might want to converse with the vendors that are selling to find out how acclimated to the outdoors some of these plants
right.
are. Things like tomatoes and peppers and some of the more heat-loving things may not be ready to be planted yet. And certainly you want the soil to warm up a little bit more before you plant those things. Our average last frost date is June 10th. So if you decide to plant these things early, make sure you can protect them if we were to get a sudden cold spell. I know tonight is supposed to be a little bit on the chilly side as well. So
yeah,
just keep that in mind. But things that could go in right now and would be totally fine, things like strawberries, broccoli, any of your brassicas, so your cauliflowers and kales and things like that, normally are okay to be planted right now.
Okay.
They can handle a slight frost if we were to get a little below the frost line there, but certainly make sure that these plants have been acclimated before you just throw them in the ground. A lot of times what happens is people buy things and they go plant it right away, and it's just not the optimal temperatures or soil temperatures, and your plants will just sit there until they reach those temperatures before they start to grow. So you're not doing anybody any favors by trying to get it in early.
Okay. And does acclimate mean you kind of bring them in and out for a few days?
Yeah, the best practice that the Extension Master Gardeners recommend is to give yourself about a week of time for plants that haven't been introduced to sunlight or outdoor temperatures. And so you start off slowly by bringing them outdoors for a couple of hours, usually in the morning sunlight where it's not so intense, or start off in a little bit of shade and slowly increase the sunlight per hour that they're exposed, for about a week until they're able to be overnight outside. And of course, wind is a big factor this year, and a lot of these plants can't handle being wind whipped if they haven't been exposed to that.
Yeah.
So certainly kind of, you know, take a look at the weather before you start putting things outside and make sure that you have a little bit of protection for them as they're getting acclimated to the outdoors.
Yeah, that is just really good advice. And I'm embarrassed to think of the number of times I haven't done stuff like this. And like you say, they just kind of sit there until conditions are more favorable, and then they start to grow. Do you want to, like, how is your garden growing right now? What is there anything that's looking like it's going to do particularly well, or is it just too early to tell?
Oh, gosh. Well, our normal perennials that anybody can grow up here, things like rhubarb. We just had our first harvest of rhubarb yesterday, in fact, and I know others are harvesting as well. So, of course, that's an easy one to grow and pops up early. Asparagus, that's getting ready to be harvested here soon. Great perennial that we can grow up here. Horseradish, things like that. That stuff starts popping up this time of year, and you can actually see green in your gardens.
Yeah.
Besides just the dandelion weeds.
Right.
Yeah. So things like that are always easy to grow for us up here, especially since they're perennials, and they'll kind of let you know when the soil is ready for growth. You start seeing that stuff popping up and you realize, okay, well, maybe it's time now. So
yeah.
It has been extremely wet. So if your soils are soggy, definitely don't go tromping around in them and tilling them up, because all you're doing is really compacting that soil, and that really will hinder your plants in their growth as well. So try and let your soil dry out a little bit if you can before you start planting, and yeah, warm up a little bit.
Yeah. Are there any herbs that are hardy enough? I'm assuming basil. It's way too early for basil.
Yeah, basil wants to be warm and dry if it can be. But certainly I have some perennial thyme and some oregano that's already coming back. I even have some lemon balm, tarragon. There was actually some sage that survived the winter. It's not super green yet, but it's certainly starting to green up with the increased warmth. So there are definitely some herbs that do just fine up here.
Okay, great. I was actually wondering, especially about the oregano and thyme, because I feel like they do seem a little hardier.
They do, yeah. And there's creeping thyme as well, which is kind of more of a ground cover or a flowering plant that people will grow rather than for culinary purposes.
Oh.
But that's another one that's already out and showing a lot of green.
Yeah. So, Jadelle, I have oregano and thyme, both that have survived the winter, but barely. Do you think it's better off to keep them inside now and try to grow them over the summer? Or, like, I would love to, like, do what you say with maybe try them outside and plant brand new stuff inside for next winter. Do you have any advice?
Yeah, it certainly does okay being overwintered outside as long as you give it a little bit of protection. I tend to mulch mine pretty well come fall so that it has some good root cover going into the really cold months. And then when you can actually see the plants again after our snow has melted, I pull that mulch away to help the soil warm up and give the plants a little bit of breathing room. And that usually greens them up pretty fast. And they can handle a light frost and even sometimes a freeze. You might lose some pieces of it, but since they're herbs, you can just cut those pieces off and let it continue to flourish.
Okay. I actually meant they had survived inside, but barely.
But I hear
you saying you can actually kind of bury them and mulch over the winter. I'm going to try that this winter.
Yeah, they do just fine in our climate, as long as it's, you know, a good hardy. If you're looking for the cultivated varieties that aren't necessarily, you know, the varieties that we typically grow over winter up here. So,
yeah.
You know, if you see like, a creeping thyme that's cultivated to a red flower or something, those ones aren't as hardy and probably won't survive our winters even with a good mulching. But yeah, any of the culinary ones that I mentioned, just a little bit of mulch around them and they usually pop up in the spring, no problem. If you're doing overwintered herbs that you brought in from last year, you just want to follow the same acclimation procedure for getting them used to being outdoors again. And you should be able to transplant them back outside or just leave them in the container as long as you slowly introduce them to the outdoor environment, because certainly they've been in a lack of sunlight and have been nice and warm.
Right. All right. Thank you so much. We're out of time, Jadelle, so I'm going to sign out here. But thanks again for signing in with us. And once again, I got some good advice for what to do right now. So see you at the farmer's market.
Yes. Thanks, Katya. Thanks, everybody.
All right. You take care. Till next time.
You too.
That was Jadelle Cavillin. She is a Little Waldo farm owner and a regular on KTWH.